You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, the third day of December of 2025. Dark outside. It seems like the days are getting shorter. And right now, 20 degrees is the temperature here in downtown Wausau. Can't really tell what the skies are looking like. There's no snow falling, at least this morning, but it looks like cloudy skies. And 20 degrees is the temperature. Another chilly one on tap here today. But it's really going to get cold tomorrow, because today we're expecting highs in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, it looks like we're not going to get much beyond about 12 degrees above zero. So it's starting to get time to bundle up here in the month of December. I'm Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. It is the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. Hey, coming up in the next hour. So, in fact, we have, of course, coming up at the top of the hour, the information update, news, weather, and sports. And then Pat Kreitler will be back at 7:06, and he will have the announcement of our keyword for the Grown-Up Christmas List contest. And make sure you keep tuned in at just after 7:06. You'll have a chance to win the daily prize, which is a $200 cash award. It is a multi-state, multi-station contest. But you have a chance to listen in at 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 7 o'clock to be able to get those keywords. And then use your Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? Because that's the only way you can win in this contest. Again, you would just open up your app, see 98.9 WXCO. I think it's the fourth one down. Click on that, then hit the text button, and just send the keyword. Don't put a bunch of other words in there, because you know, the technology that we talk about all the time, It looks for the keyword. If you put in a bunch of other stuff, you may not get your entry put into the drawing for the win. So, again,
very
that's
important to remember that.
Yep. So that is coming up here in just a few minutes. But also, I want to remind folks that starting next Monday, December the 8th, we have a great contest that is just with us. In fact, it's just with us here on this very program. Because starting next Monday and then going right through Christmas Eve, so about 2.5 weeks, Christmas Eve falling on a Wednesday, so it'll be 12 different days, and there'll be some days we have more than one winner. But it is our holiday giveaway, and we are teaming up with, I think, 17 different area businesses.
Incredible.
And these businesses are providing a prize. So it's basically like the 12 days of Christmas in a sense. It's our WXCO holiday giveaway. And during the WXCO morning report, each and every weekday morning, we start here at 6:52. We'll be segments at 7:22, 7:52, and 8:22. But sometime during the day, and some of these days, actually more than one time during the day, we will open up the phone lines. And you'll be able to call up Ian and be able to become a winner of this prize. So again, we have just an incredible listing of outstanding businesses that are teaming up with us in order to make our Christmas and holiday season just a little bit better. And some of the businesses, and here are the businesses that are giving us prizes to give to you strictly on our station. This ain't a multi-station, multi-state contest.
Just with us, that makes it even more special.
Just us and just the WXCO Morning Report. We have Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau, Knowlton House, Lunar Light Awakening, Mulligal, ISO Games, The Wellness Way, The Chocolate Shop, Naturally Up North, Forward Beverage Company, Mullins Cheese, Homestead on 52, Return to Health, Endgame Inc., Whimsy and Wonder Toys. That sounds like one you'd like to win a prize from.
Oh, certainly. Absolutely.
The Mill Yard, Match 101 Pub, and the Mint Cafe. So what we're going to do is, starting next Monday, at some point during the program, one of these WXCO morning report segments.
Never know, so you have to listen to all of them.
Yep, we will say, okay, we're going to give you, we will say it's time, call their number, whatever it may be.
I'll be standing by.
And this is going to be a call-in contest, not a text contest, a call-in contest, and you'll have to call in the old-fashioned way, because if you use the app and hit the call button, it'll take you to Pat's studio. We want you to call our studio.
Yes, please.
So the number is 715-814-9330. That is the number. In fact, I mean, that's, and if sometime during the course of our morning report you want to ever talk to us, you can give us a call at that number as well. But 715-814-9330. And again, we will have at least one, and some days more than one, chance to win a terrific prize from a local business during our WXCO holiday contest. So, again, that starts on Monday of next week. It goes right through Christmas Eve. Yep, we'll be here Christmas Eve handing out the gifts just like Santa Claus.
Exactly.
So, again, we're looking forward to that starting next week. So, again, you'll have a chance next week, actually, to win in our Grown Up Christmas List Text-to-Win Contest, the multi-station contest, and also a chance to win in the WXCO holiday giveaway. So it's really good stuff. We are going to be Santa Claus. That's what it is. We are going to be Santa Claus for the next few weeks.
Santa this
there
year.
There you go. So we're looking forward to that. Hey, coming up here, make sure you stay with us past the information update. Somebody's testing the number.
Okay.
But stick around. Pat will have your opportunity to text and win coming up in a few minutes. We'll be back at 722 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning once again, everyone. The time is 7:22. It is the third day of December of 2025. 20 degrees under cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. Live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. He is Ian Welsh. It is the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I'm going to combine two things here, Ian. And you can jump in as well.
Okay.
I'm going to talk a little bit about the aftermath of Giving Tuesday. And also about, in this time of year, Christmas. And we hear so often, you know, keep Christ in Christmas because he's the reason for the season. But I would like to see a lot of the folks that are screaming about the war on Christmas to actually follow the word of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to step into some areas perhaps that the guy down the street would do a little bit more on Fridays. But nevertheless, number one, Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
And yesterday was Giving Tuesday. And everybody at Civic Media, every station in the Civic Media radio network, including us here at 98.9 WXCO, had some special nonprofits that we tried to highlight on our website. And it's still there because we are going to keep it there throughout the rest of the week because, you know, like us, me and you, we get paid on Friday this week. So maybe you'd want to wait till Friday to make a donation to one of these terrific nonprofits. So we're going to keep the Giving Tuesday page on our website up throughout the rest of the week. And if you go to WXCO.FM and then you see on the carousel, there's a bunch of announcements talking about WASA Business Show and talking about our contest coming up and also the contest statewide going on. There's also a carousel picture of Giving Tuesday. And if you click on that, it'll take you to our Giving Tuesday page. And it gives you links to three highlighted nonprofit organizations. And again, as we said previously, that there are many others that are very worthy of your support here in Central Wisconsin as well. But these are organizations that we've had the opportunity to work with here at 98.9 WXCO and wanted to just highlight them as well. One is the Good News Project, and we'll have Christine Daniels back with us on Monday of next week. So we'll hear from her, and hopefully this helped provide some donations to the Good News Project, who does so much good work here in Central Wisconsin and around the world.
Absolutely.
NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Illness, Northwoods, here in WASA. We've had a chance to speak to them, and we will do that again in the near future as well. It's the great work that they do. And the women's community, who's been just such a longtime stalwart in our community as well. All three of these are on our Giving Tuesday page, and you can just click on the Give Today link and be able to choose one or choose all to make a Giving Tuesday donation. And that's continuing yet. It's Giving Week, actually, here. So it's Giving Week, not just Giving Tuesday. So
exactly.
So go to 98, go to WXCO.FM and then the Giving Tuesday page and be able to make your donation. I say this because this is an opportunity to do something good for people. And this donation goes, I'm sure, to people that need it, need the help. And these organizations help so many folks.
Absolutely.
Yesterday, the President of the United States.
Here we go again.
They had a worship session, a.k.a. cabinet meeting, to talk to dear leader and to be able to kiss the behind of Donald Trump. And Donald Trump started talking about the Somali population in Minnesota. I don't know all the details on it, but apparently there's some sort of issue with some sort of funding or something with the government in Minnesota. But Donald Trump took it on his own shoulders to completely just rail, not just into anybody that may have been involved in something that was not right in some way when it came to the funding. I don't know. But he just said, every one of them bring nothing to this country. These are Somali folks who have come to this country. And he says, every one of them do absolutely nothing. And he wants them out of this country. All of them. It's a Christmas time. I mean, this is a man. And again, the thing that frustrates me often when it comes to the wealthy. Yeah. Oh, you hate the wealthy. Well, no. I just think that those who are born on third base should realize they did not hit a triple. Donald Trump was born into a millionaire family. He's been bailed out multiple times of bankruptcies. And he acts like he's the greatest businessman in the world who's done it all on his own hard work. No. He was very fortunate. He won the genetic lottery. He was born into a rich family, and he's been bailed out over and over again because that's what this country does. If you are somebody that is financially or socially considered in the upper strata, whatever that means, you'll get bailed out time and time again. And then you have folks who are not born on third base, who are born, frankly, in the dugout. They're not even on the field. And they have to claw for everything that they get in their lives. And they leave their own. Could you imagine going to another country and trying to start a life with nothing? It would be so incredibly difficult.
It'd be very difficult.
You need support. You need to care about your common humanity. And to hear the venom, the racist garbage coming out of his mouth yesterday from the Oval Office of from the cabinet room, I should say, of the White House was disgusting. So as we go into this holiday season, don't just mouth the words, but live the words. And one
way, don't just talk the talk, you walk the walk.
Exactly. And one way you can do it is to go to WXCO.FM, give a donation to one of these terrific, very worthy nonprofit organizations.
Yeah, and then actually helping people.
And then beyond that, care about your other folks. Yeah. Don't be Donald Trump. That's my motto here today. Don't be Donald Trump. Care about your fellow human beings.
Absolutely. It's not just about us. It's about everyone.
The time is almost 7:30. Information update and then more Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up. 98.9 WXCO. WXCO Morning Report, 98.9 WXCO. Time is 7:53, 19 degrees, wind chill factor of 8 above zero here in downtown Wausau. We are live from our WXCO studios, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Walsh. I got a little more context on Trump and the Somali racist comments he made yesterday. Mark Jacob is a guest that Pat has on his show every Friday morning talking about media and politics and the intersection of both. And in the last 15 minutes, he put out a posting that I found very interesting. Mark Jacobs said that the New York Times said Trump labeling Somalis as garbage was shocking in its unapologetic bigotry. But then the Times put the story on page 13. When Trump called for termination of the Constitution in 2022, the Times put it on page 13, too. In case you're wondering if the New York Times has learned anything in the past 3 years, he says, yes, I know the Times played the story prominently on its homepage for a while yesterday, but its print play is more deliberate in terms of what it thinks is important. This is a five-alarm fire with a racist criminal running the country. Responsible news organizations need to act like that's a huge problem. And that's why I'm talking about it, because it is a huge problem. A racist person, I could use stronger terms, I'm going to say that,
racist individual.
Is the president of the United States and calling people of color, because that's who he is, garbage. Jacob also added, it was heartening to see University of Chicago professor Robert Pape, an expert on political violence, say in the New York Times story that this is the kind of rhetoric that leads to violence. He says, they're not just nasty metaphors. They're especially dehumanizing metaphors. Garbage. You're not thinking of something that is human. You're thinking of it as something that can be easily thrown away. So that is exactly the kind of metaphor we have just found for really decades is likely to increase support for violence. And he's right. That is dehumanizing language from the President of the United States.
Yes, it is.
And he says, all of them, every one of them.
He just assumes that every one of them is bad. He's not just pointing out individual. He's labeling the entire group as garbage.
Yep, and it's just dehumanizing is the perfect way of putting it. And the New York Times has to put that kind of stuff not on page 13. Again, the media continues to fail when it comes to properly putting in perspective what Donald Trump is and what Donald Trump is doing to this country.
It's shameful that they don't even care enough to put it on the front page.
So that's a little more on that. And also, when Donald Trump wasn't dozing off yesterday during that cabinet meeting, and if you've looked at video and pictures of that cabinet meeting, there were at least half a dozen times where he actually looked like he was dozed off, where his eyes were closed for a long time during that cabinet meeting. But when he was woken up, he said something that shows how out of touch he is with average people and the struggles they have in terms of paying the bills, buying food and doing everything else that is normal in a day-to-day life for the average person in the United States of America.
Dare I ask?
Trump said the word affordability is a Democrat scam.
Oh, give me a break.
He said that as he sat in this room that was full of gold-plated garbage. I can use that because it's not, I'm talking about humans, it's talking about this gaudiness that he has turned the White House into. Basically, he's sitting there around a bunch of gold and also sitting around a bunch of billionaires. And he's got multiple billionaires sitting on his cabinet. And the rest are millionaires.
Jeez.
And I saw a note about this in a newsletter I get from Craig Calcaterra. And he said, and I agree with this 100% because the Democratic Party at times can be like Charlie Brown fumbling the ball away.
Hmm.
Calcaterra says that comment, Trump saying the word affordability is a Democrat scam, he says, I'd say this is an amazing gift to Democrats who should blast the audio and video of Trump's comments on a constant loop for the next 11 months. But then I remember who runs the Democratic Party, how they have acted pretty bleep hostily to a number of Democrats such as Mondami and AOC who have centered affordability and other kitchen table issues, and I have full confidence in them fumbling the amazing opportunity Trump has given them. Unfortunately, I feel the same way in a lot of respects because
he does make a good point.
Because sometimes I think the leaders within the Democratic Party are as tied to wealthiness as Republicans are, maybe in a different way. But there's this fear of alienating some of the big money donors to the Democrats instead of talking about the affordability issues that affect millions and millions of people, that they should be able to get to the polls to change the basic policy of trickle-down economics and the basic policies of everything for the wealthy that Donald Trump and his minions are all for. So the Democrats need to take advantage of this and say, who is fighting for affordability? Who is fighting to make your rent go down or make your food prices go down or just that we care about the issues that you have to deal with on a day in and day out basis? So Donald Trump doesn't care. Donald Trump does not care one bit.
What would he know about affordability? He said everything handed to him on a gold platter.
When's the last
time? Literally, because he has gold in his tower.
When's the last time he went shopping? Outside of, for a...
When's the last time that he worked a 9-to-5-hour job?
Well, he's dozing off in the middle of his current job, so I don't know. Back to Pat coming up. It's 8 o'clock here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is 19 degrees right now here in downtown Wausau, wind chill of 6, but tonight it is going to get cold.
Very cold.
10 below zero expected for the low temperature coming up tonight and early tomorrow morning. So
make sure you get the extra blankets out in the long pajamas.
And then the high temperature is only expected to be about 11 degrees tomorrow. So today we'll get into the mid-20s, but then tonight 10 below, tomorrow 11 degrees above zero. So this is usually what we get like January and February, that kind of cold weather. So we're getting a little dose early on. So I look out there, again, you see the snow. There's been the plows have got a little bit of snow drifts now. So it's like, we're kind of into winter-like weather, even though it's officially not winter yet, even though you complained about that yesterday. But coming up, Ian will have a chance here to make it 3 in a row with the number for the day quiz.
You've been doing pretty good so far.
Wanted to let you know about some of the high school sports action from last night right here on 98.9 WXCO. It was the Wausau West hockey team knocking off Marshfield by a score of 8-1. Owen Pergalski had a hat trick in the game for Wausau West. Cooper DePoit and Hendrix Domro had two goals each as well for the Warriors. So West is now 3-0 on the season, 1-0 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. They will play back-to-back this weekend down in southeast Wisconsin. They'll be at Waukesha on Friday and then at University School of Milwaukee Saturday. And both those games will be heard right here on 98.9 WXCO. Friday night starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and Saturday pregame show at 2:06. So heading on the bus down to the Milwaukee area, going to be spending a night in a hotel on Friday night. Big road trip this week for me. So
yeah, big day ahead
with the Wausau West hockey team. Also last night in hockey, Mosinee edged Antigo 2-1. East Merrill United fell to Stevens Point 12-0. Tomahawk beat Lakeland 8-1. Central Wisconsin Storm make it 3 wins in a row. The Storm now 3-1 overall, 1-0 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. They shut out Wisconsin Valley Union by a score of 2-0 last night at Green Heck Fieldhouse. Boys basketball, 3 wins in a row to start the year off for Wausau West. They win in Prentice last night, 56-47. Also last night, D.C. Everest went on the road and knocked off Ashwaubenon 76-57. It was Marathon starting their season off with a win 72-47 in Eau Claire at Regis. That's a long Tuesday night trip going to Eau Claire and back for Marathon, but they made the bus trip worthwhile with that W. Mosinee lost a tight one to Appleton Xavier 59-56. Also, Faith Christian lost to Tomahawk 81-49. Girls high school basketball, it was Marathon falling to Wisconsin Rapids Assumption 59-49. Pneuma Catholic lost to the Merrillwood South to Auburndale 52-32. Other area teams in action, Mosinee beat Rhinelander in the Great Northern Conference 43-32. Edgar falls to Stratford 55-34. Also last evening, it was Stevens Point beating Rice Lake 74-60. Wittenberg-Burnhamwood all over Manawa 73-14. Tomahawk fell to Medford by a score of 60-31. So a lot of high school sports going on. And don't forget tonight from 6 till 8 p.m., another edition of the Big High School Sports Show here on 98.9 WXCO. WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'll be here. BJ Brandt will be my co-host. Ian Welsh will be our in-studio producer.
Yes, I will.
We'll be talking about what's going on in boys and girls basketball, boys and girls hockey, plus special guests. Our guest will be the coach at 6:30 from Wausau West, first-year head coach Travis Brown. So we'll have the new coach and the old coach both here in the studio. And then Miley Halkey from Marathon High School, senior basketball and softball standout. She'll be our student-athlete guest coming up at 7:06. So hopefully you can join us tonight for the Big High School Sports Show here on 98.9 WXCO. And then tomorrow here on the WXCO Morning Report, we'll be joined by Sean Wright, as we do every other Thursday, to talk about what's going on at the Grand as they get into a very busy time of their year,
Oh, yes. The
holiday time. Yi Leng Zhang will be a guest on Friday morning. We'll be talking about some special awards being put out for some very impressive members of the Hmong community here in central Wisconsin. And also, I may ask him about his political future, because he, of course, was a candidate for the assembly last time around. I have not heard if he has plans to run again this time. So that's coming up on Friday here on the program. Nice. But let's jump in and see if Ian can make it 3 in a row with the number for the day quiz.
Yeah, the pressure's building.
Yep. Today, December the 3rd, it is the anniversary of Illinois becoming a U.S. state. They became a state, this state, in 1818, so 207 years ago.
Man,
the number, the number for the day is, when Illinois became a state, what number state were they?
Ooh.
So,
good question.
So what number state was Illinois when they became a state 207 years ago?
Okay, what are my choices?
Your choices are
right.
The 21st U.S. state, the 25th U.S. state, the 29th U.S. state. So when Illinois became a state in 1818, they became either the 21st state,
okay,
the 25th state, or the 29th state.
Okay.
This one looks like you don't have. You don't think
the gears?
Yeah, it's
my
like
head.
You seem to be a little bit miffed about this one.
Okay, 25th, or 29th? When did Illinois become a U.S. state? What number? Okay, I'm gonna say. Final guess. I'm gonna go with 25th. I'm gonna go with 25th as my final answer.
On December the 3rd of 1818, Illinois became the 21st state.
Ooh, that's small.
So you're 2 for 3. You're still doing fine.
Yeah, in a pretty good place.
All right, Ian and I will be back at 6 for the big high school sports show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back tomorrow morning as well with Sean Wright. But Ian, have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
And stick around. More Pack Right Low next on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.